I think that in psychology, both modern and ancient, understanding what the goal is, what it's all about, where we're going, where we're supposed to be going, is critical. A person achieves one's destination or one's goal in a much more reliable way when we're aware of, you know, where it is, what it's about, how do you get there. That information is very critical. And there's a pasuk that was recently brought to my attention, which we're all familiar with anyway, which really seems to set up the direction and the purpose of everything that we're doing. The pasuk says, it's in Yirmiyah, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof Beis. Koyomar Hashem, al yishalel chochom bechochmoso. A person who's smart and has chochmah shouldn't praise himself for his chochmah. That's not really what it's all about. Val yishalel agiru bigvurosoi. And the strong person with his gvura, that too is not going to get him too far. Al yishalel oshir beoshroi. The rich man with his riches, that's not praiseworthy either, you know. One day it's here, the next day it's gone. Only with this. This is the praiseworthy idea, concept, accomplishment in life. Haskel v'yodoya oisi. And we'll have to see what that means. A seichel, a wisdom, and a knowledge of me. Ki ani Hashem, I am Hashem who is a chesed, mishpot utstoka ba'oretz. I am Hashem who does chesed, kindness, mishpot, everything alpi, justice, what's right and what's wrong, with a dictu kadim, utstoka, and stoka meaning, stoka usually means a hatova that's based on legality. That's what we call stoka. Stoka is called stoka because bitzedek, you're doing hatova, you're helping someone, you're giving, but it's something that you have to give because that's why you were given it to you. It was given to you for that purpose. So it's legally demanded and mandated to do this particular hatova. Ba'oretz, interesting, I do these things ba'oretz. Ki ba'ele chofatzti nu'um Hashem, because in these things, this is what I want, that you do chesed mishpot utztok of oretz, and that's what Hashem says. And in here lies, it would seem, the folly of the superficial things in life, and I guess the most superficial praiseworthy things that people think are praiseworthy are my wisdom, my power, and my wealth. Those are the three staples of the Olam HaMeduma, this false world in which we live. But the real things that are praiseworthy are Haskev Yodeoisi, but it's a complicated posuk because Haskev Yodeoisi is the praiseworthy achievement, but there's Ki Ani Hashem Oisechesed Mishpul Tzoka Boretz, and there's also Ki Be'elech Ofatzti. So we have to understand that. So the Radak explains what this means. He says, Haskel Yodeoisi, what does that mean? So he says as follows. Pirish, Behaskel Oisi, Yodeoisi. These are the two things, Haskel and Yodea. Haskel Hokel Hu, what does it mean, Haskel Hokel? This knowledge of Hashem, this wisdom. Ki Hu Echod, because Hashem is one. Kadmoin, he's the original, he's the prime, the before everything else. Eino Guf, has no body. He creates, not borrow, but he creates everything. It's an act of ongoing creation. And he supervises everything. And he leads and conducts the whole world. The above and below, and that is all included in haskeloisi. That's what haskeloisi means. The yediyas hakel. Now, what is yodeoisi? Yediyas hakel who lo leches bidrochov lases chesed mishpat utztoko. Yediyas hakel seems to be the going in his ways to do chesed mishpat utztoko. Because these are the things that Hashem does in this world. Kleimar, in b'nei ha'olam, with the world. He does chesed mishpat utztoka. V'ha'hoylech bedrochov hu yodea oisai. Says the goal is to know me, to understand my ways. But the one who is hoylech bedrochov, he will understand him. The going in his ways, either it helps or it enhances or it concludes, it fully develops this Yediyas Hashem. I now know him and his ways because I go in his ways. And by going in his ways, I come to know his ways. Kemesha Omar Ovich, and then he brings a whole posuk over here. Whatever. Or so he says like this. Ki maisa hamishpot vatztoko hu yediyas hakel. Uvezeni, it says maisa hamishpot utztoko. That is the essence of yediyas hakel. When a person acts with the ways that a Kodesh Baruch Hu acts, then he has elevated himself to yediyas hakel. He knows Hashem, and he now is praiseworthy. Then he continues ki em bezois. We just skip a little bit. Bezois hatchuno shetia lo techuno nafshis lahaskil uladas oisi. He says, Kim Bezois, what is this? Yis halal hamis halal haskil vyadeh oisi. Says it has to become a tchuna, it becomes part of my nature, part of the nature of my neshoma. It becomes part of the essence of my being. Lahaskil v'lodas. These ideas of Hashem is the Echod and the Kadmon and the Mashkiach and the Boirei and the Manig, all of these things that it becomes second nature to me. This is not just a idea which I understand intellectually. It's not just something by doing these actions that I have a deeper insight into who Hashem is because I conduct myself the way he conducts himself, but it becomes a tchuna nafshis, both the haskil of who Hashem is and the idea of what he does. This becomes part of my essence. This is what I am. It's like, I mean, it's a little bit strange to say that chesed is a tchuna nafshis that I understand. To say haskil is a tchuna nafshis, I guess that seichel, that understanding is part of my essence. It's like, it's not the yediyas Hashem is something michutz what I'm about, but it's that's part and parcel of my being. Everything I do, everything I feel, every move I make, every thought I have, every subconscious things that go on, it's all because that's so much my nature has imbibed this realization of Hashem as the Beirei and the Mashgiach and the Kadmoin and the Echod, and it's all part of me, just as the midas of Hashem are part of me. V'lodas oisi u'ma sh'omer ani Hashem tam loma sh'omer v'yodeo oisi. Why is v'yodeo oisi? Ki b'chlal v'yodeo oisi asiyas chesed u'mishpat u'tztoko. He says, this, and ki ani Hashem oisi chesed, he says, this is b'chlal v'yodeo oisi, because that's what I do. I do chesed mishpat u'tztoko. L'fikuch pirush k'omer ani Hashem oisi chesed eilehem drochay midoisei sh'ani misnaig bohem bo'ilomi. This is the way I conduct myself in this world, and therefore this is part of, he says, I'm sorry. Mashom ani Hashem tam lo mashom of yodeo isi. Why do I want yodeo isi? Ki bechlal yodeo isi asiyas chesed mishpat. The actions are part of this yodeo isi. Wait, let's leave once more. Beilechofatzli sheyase oisim ha'odom v'chay bohem. That a person should do these things and live with him. It's v'chay bohem. This will bring him life. This brings him chayim. He says, this is ultimately what I want. And he says, amash omar ba'oretz. So he says, why did he say, ki ba'ashani osa chesed mishpot ba'oretz? He says, chesed tzidkosu gamkin ba'shamayim. Hashem has chesed mishpot in shamayim too. But he says that's something that we can't see. He says, we see the chesed ba'oretz. The chesed in Shamayim, you got to be a big chochmah, you got to go all the chochmas, hamazolos, and everything else. But the chesed that we see is the chesed that he sets up as an example for us. What's going on over here? It seems that, from what he says, that on the one hand, he calls the actions that we do yediyas Hashem. On the other hand, he says that that these actions, ki bechlal v'yodea oisi asos chesed o'mishpot, this is all part of the yodea oisi. And then he says, be'elech hafatzti, this is what I want a person to do. So there seems to be a two pieces to this. There seems to be the praiseworthy aspect, which is haskel v'yodea oisi, and there seems to be a tachlis, which is, I want these actions to be done. And these actions that are going to be done is for the purpose of is sheyase osam ho'odom v'chay bohem. A person is going to do these actions and then he's going to have life. He's going to live. This is going to bring him everything that Hashem wants to give him in this world. So it seems that the system works as follows. That there are certain yediyas which we have to internalize. The haskel, which is the knowledge of Hashem as the creator and the mashkiach and Ashkocha Protis and the echor and he's the bal hakoyach and there's nothing else. And the yedeo isi, which is the extent of Hashem's chesed, mishpot, utztoko, which by the way it seems needs from the tachtoinim, not the elyoinim, because we have to be able to see it. It's the living examples of seeing Hashem's chesed that help us to recognize who he is and to internalize it. The goal of that is not an intellectual yediyah, but what he says is it becomes part of the tchunas hanefesh. Both the haskel and the yodea, he says, become part of the tchunas hanefesh, that this is me. My essence is a person who constantly is aware. I feel Hashem's hashgocha in everything I do. I'm full. My nefesh craves and revolves around chesed, mishpat, utztoko. These are the core values of my being. I've internalized it from recognizing Hashem, who he is, and I've internalized it so much that it should be part of me. But the tachlis of that seems to be ki be'elech chofatzti, because that's the way that we will be doing chesed and mishpot and stoko and b'chai bohem, and that will be alive. Hashem will be able to give us chesed to reward us, which is the tachlis of the creation. It seems that the acts of chesed, stoko and mishpot can't be done in a vacuum. It seems to achieve that which Hashem wants us to achieve, and those things, those values, including the values of Emuna and Ashgocha Protis and all the Mitzius Hashem, have to be part of our Midas, have to be part of our Nefesh, have to be internalized to the fullest extent. And the method seems to be through looking at Hashem and looking at his chesed in this world and looking at his Ashgocha, not that which we know, which we learn about, which the Chachomim know, we know from the Torah, we know Be'el Yoinim, but we see it B'tachtoinim, and it's that vision that can help us, that Tzir Chushi, that can help us to internalize it. And that Tachli, Tachlis of that, is that we should be able to do these acts for the vision alone, for the sense alone, for the Machshovas alone. That's very noble, that's praiseworthy. But the praiseworthiness is because it leads to action, and it seems that to get to those actions, there's no other way. This is the only way. The reason that this is so praiseworthy is because it will lead to those actions, and it seems that this is necessary in order to get to those actions. Which really means that to accomplish the purpose of creation, which Hashem wants to be meitiv, and Olam Chesed Yibone, and just created us to be able to give us schar, that there's a system. And the system is to work first on internalizing this haskel v'yodea oisi, the understanding, appreciation of Hashem and all of his involvement in the world, and his hashkocha, and his creation, and his ongoing creation, and so forth. The full depth of understanding of his chesed, internalizing that, making that part of me, that's my essence, that's part of my tchunas hanefesh, And memela, I've then reached a level where kiba ele chofatzti, where I'll be able to fulfill that sheyase oisem ha'odem, I'll be able to do these things, and I will then be able to achieve the fullness of what Hashem wants to give me in return. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It certainly says that it requires a lot of work. I guess it's probably easier than maybe just getting chokhmah, maybe easier than the working out and developing gvura, maybe even easier than getting ashirus. All those things are difficult, but this is yediyas Hashem haskevedeoisi. But that's the only way, that's the only thing that's praiseworthy, because it's the only way to achieve the ultimate goal, which really means that without serious attention to learning Musar and focus on improvement in these areas and studying the Vahalachta Bedrochov, the Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world that we can see, not just the abstract that the Chachomim realize through their Chochmah and what goes on beyond, you know, behind the scenes and above the world in which we live, but by focusing on those things, it's an avoidah. It requires this tzir chushi. It requires the actions, he says, is also what brings to the idea. The idea, the actions are the ultimate goal, and the actions are the means, and in one lashon, even maybe the essence of the idea, because actions are emanate from the idea and deepen that idea, but they also make it part of the tunas hanefesh, which eventually brings me to be able to do all these things. So it's a lifelong program. It doesn't happen overnight, but it certainly is something that we have to be aware of, that we have to work very seriously on. And if we're constantly working on chesed, mishpot, and stoko, and being misboinen on the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at the same time, the haskel, being mechazek, the awareness of Hashem's hashkocha and Hashem's involvement, and all of these things become internalized, then we can at least reach or begin to reach those levels of kibeila chofatzli, of acting this way in our own lives, receiving all the schar that our Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give us.
Infant 250.